Stephen, you have made it. You officially have 1 week over you. Well done. You're a quarter of the way there. It is absolutely fantastic. I'm so proud of you. You've done great work. Good on you. And today I want to talk about rewarding yourself. Now, I know, I said reward and you probably automatically, your mind jumped to chocolate, or if you're like me, a glass of wine. But I want you to rather use your rewards as something that's going to upgrade your whole equestrian lifestyle. What do I mean by this? Well, I want you to start thinking about how you can reward yourself. And this is for everything, eh? This is for even when you set yourself some riding goals or riding targets, that you have like little mini kind of, I suppose, mini checkpoints, mini goals that you have to reach along the way, and that you can then set up, build in a reward system for yourself, okay, to help keep you motivated and keep you moving forward. But the rewards I want you to, I suppose, have down for yourself, and I think it's really important in advance to have chosen the reward, not just to get there and go, oh, I done it, what am I going to get myself? No, you're going to be like, oh, if I reach that, I get that, oh, can't wait, and you'll push on through. But the reward must be something that is going to support you in your overall goal. And of course, the overall goal, the 30-day Rider Fitness Challenge, is, well, to complete the challenge, but also to become better in the saddle, okay? More effective at communicating with your horse. That's what we want. We want to be fitter. We want to be able to talk to our horses better when we're in the saddle. So what would support that along the way? There's lots of different things, but maybe something like a new pair of jodhpurs, or perhaps a new top, a new gloves. It doesn't have to be money. It could be maybe a long trail ride you're going to treat yourself and your horse to. Whatever the case is, you need to start building in reward systems. So I want you to start thinking today about what you can use to begin rewarding yourself for going the extra mile and actually completing each week of the challenge. Now, I want you to also post about this in the Facebook group, because I need you to help inspire others, okay? Some people are great, I found this, at thinking outside the box, and they really set themselves up with fantastic rewards that move them along. Other people, no matter how many prompts they get, of course this isn't you, but they tend to keep going back to what maybe would be traditional rewards, such as the chocolate or the wine or the big dinner, whatever the case is. That's not going to support you in getting what you want with your riding. You need to really start tailoring it to upgrade your experience. Now, just on the upgrading of the experience as well here, your experience is upgraded about how by how you feel, okay? So when you feel better, or you feel better for more of the time you spend when you're doing something, that is an upgrade of the experience. That is essentially what we're looking to do. And you can begin doing this by perhaps painting the yard, or painting the barn, painting the area you're going to work in. Maybe it would look like getting yourself a new set of brushes for grooming your horse. Perhaps it would look like a new jacket, one that's not torn. Or maybe it would look like a new hat, okay? You need to start looking at little ways that you can today begin making it better. Now, you're probably, again, going back to, this is all costing money. It doesn't have to cost money. Upgrading your experience can be giving yourself more time to actually spend with your horse. It could be every Saturday allowing yourself 2 hours to do something non-riding related with your horse that you can both enjoy. Maybe it's going to be massaging your horse, or perhaps it could be going on, as I said, that nice trail ride. Perhaps it can just be reading a book, sitting in the paddock while your horse grazes, okay? There's all sorts of things you can do today, okay? And you can begin, I suppose, making time for, making priorities, or prioritizing, I suppose is a better way to say that, that you can then have this positive impact on your riding, and it'll help keep you moving forward and keep you, I suppose, all the time progressing with your riding. Because one of the easiest traps to fall into as an equestrian is a lack of progress, and a lack of progress is there because of a lack of a plan. So I want you to start plotting it out, plotting out the reward system that you're setting up for yourself, and then following through with that reward system. And of course, jumping into the Facebook group and letting me know. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow to kick off week 2. Chat then. Bye.